Good evening, saints. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord this evening. Amen. Amen. Why don't we just stand? Let's just sing that song, Amazing Love. Say, I'm forgiven because the Lord Jesus Christ, He was forsaken. And we can be accepted today. Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm forgiven because You were forsaken. And I'm accepted. You were condemned. Now I'm alive and well. Your Spirit is within me. Because You died and rose again.
Sing that again to Him, saints. I'm forgiven.
Well, I'm forgiven because You were forsaken. I'm accepted, I'm accepted. You were condemned. Well, I'm alive and well. Your Spirit is within me. Because You died and rose again. Amazing love, amazing love. How can it be? Oh, that You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, amazing love. I know it's true. And it's my joy to honor You in all I do.
Sing that again.
Oh, amazing love, how can it be? Lord Jesus, that You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, amazing love. I know it's true. And it's my joy to honor You in all I do. I
now if He's your King, tell Him He's your King.
Jesus, You are my King. Lord Jesus, You are my King. Lord Jesus, You are my King. Lord Jesus, You are my King.
Oh, amazing love, amazing love.
That You, my King, You die for me. Amazing love, amazing love. I know it's true, Jesus. Then it's my joy to honor You in all I do.
Time, You are my King, Lord. He loves to hear You say it, saints.
You are my King, Lord Jesus. You are my King, Lord Jesus. You are my King, Lord Jesus. You are my,
well, amazing love,
amazing love. How can it be that You, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, amazing love. I know it's true. And it's my joy to honor You in all I do. amazed how you came through your precious blood. I found pardon. Well, and my sins are washed. They're all washed away. All my sins are washed away.
He never leave you nor forsake you, saints. Amen. He's always faithful like a friend. Amen. Amen. We just have one prayer request here that I know of. Amen. Just from Sister Barbara. It says, Sister Cindy's niece is in the hospital having labor pains. She is not quite 6 months along. Pray for labor to stop and that the mother and the baby are okay. So, amen. We'll just keep that in prayer, saints. Amen. I'm just going to ask for this time. If you come, we just in a word of prayer also with the tithes and the offerings.
God, Lord, we be here tonight, God, Lord, to hear the word of God, Lord Jesus,
yes,
Lord. And Lord, we're looking forward to it, God, Lord. We don't know what this brother would have to say, God, or Lord, what you'd speak to us, Lord. But
amen.
Lord, we're looking forward with expectation, God,
amen.
Lord, on all the word would say, Lord, tonight, God. We love you, Lord Jesus, Lord. Be with our sister, God, Lord, as she's with her niece, God, Lord, and have your way with this child, Lord, this unborn child, God, Lord.
Yes,
just
Lord.
Work it out for your good, God, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we just love you, Lord. Be with all the saints, God, that push their way out, God, Lord. Open their eyes, God. Open their ears, Lord, to
thank
hear
you,
and
Lord.
See the word preached tonight, God, Lord. And Lord, just bless the tithes and offerings. We love you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
How many come expecting tonight, amen? Amen. We have Brother Daniel. I'm not sure even how to say his last name, amen, but I'm not even going to try, but amen. He's the same God over there. He's the same God as over here. We can come expecting. If you come expecting to receive what you came for tonight, amen. 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 Let's just sing that song. The name of the Lord is a strong tower the righteous run into and they are saved. How many believe that tonight, saints? Amen.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower the righteous run into. captive, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into, and they are saved. Blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. Glorify. Well, glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify the name of the Lord. Oh, glorify the name of the Lord Most High. Oh, now glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify. Oh, glorify the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Saints, the righteous run in. Oh, yes. And they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into. And they are. Magnify the name. Magnify the name of the Lord. Magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Magnify the name of the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. Magnify the name of the Lord. Well, magnify the name of the Lord. Oh, magnify the name of the Lord Most High. Holy is the name of the Lord. Well, holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the... Every day, holy is the name of the Lord Most High. Oh, holy, holy is the... The angels cry out, holy is the name of the Lord. Oh, holy is the name of the Lord Most High. The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord. Righteous run into, and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong time. Oh, yes, the righteous run into, and they are. Oh, Jesus is the name. Jesus is the name of the... Do you believe it? Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord Most High. Well, Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus is the name of the Lord. Sing that again. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, Jesus is the name of the Lord Most High. Well, Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord. Jesus is the name of the Lord Most High. Amen. Give the Lord a round of applause, saints.
Amen. You're worthy, Father. Amen. You may be seated. We have our sister Wendy has a song special for us. Amen.
Some folks are building hopes down here and planning ahead. So busy with a fortune, they forget what Jesus said about the walls and earthquakes and a fig tree budding leaves. But there's a group of people getting ready to leave, ready twinkling of an eye, making investment in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparation, not a reason to grieve. Are you in that number getting ready to leave? Sinner, what's the reason for your lateness delay? While you hesitating, Christ would come almost any day. Heeding spirit calling, make your way to Calvary. Getting in that number, getting ready to leave. Ready to live in the twinkling of an eye, making investment in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparation, what a reason to grieve. Are you in that number, getting ready to leave? Ready to live in the twinkling of an eye, making investment in the bank up in the sky. Happy preparation, not a reason to grieve. Are you in that number, getting ready to leave?
Amen. Not sure, sister, is it Rita? She has a song special as well, too. I didn't know that, so praise God for that. Amen.
Amen. I want to tell you that God never fails. Amen.
Amen.
God never fails. Never fails. God never fails. He abides in me, gives me victory. For God never fails. Just keep your faith and never cease to pray. Just walk upright morning, noon, day and night. You'll be there, I'll be there. There's no need to worry, for God never fails. I know that God never fails. He never fails. God never fails. He abides in me, gives me victory. For God never fails. Just keep your faith and never cease to pray. Just walk upright morning, noon, day and night. You'll be there, I'll be there. There's no need to worry, for God never fails. Just keep your faith and never cease to pray. Just walk upright morning, noon, day and night. You'll be there, I'll be there. There's no need to worry, for God never fails.
Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a round of applause, saints. Amen. How many can say that? He's never failed you ever, saints. Amen. He's always been there faithful. Amen. Amen. Won't you sing that song, I'm going to stay right under the blood. If you stay under that blood, God will never fail you because he never sees your sins in the first place, saints. Amen. Amen. I'm going to stay right under the blood. I'm going to stay right under the blood. I'm going to stay right under the blood. And the devil can do me no. I'm going to stay right under the blood. Hallelujah, right under the blood. I'm going to stay right under the blood. And the devil can do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. I'm going to stay right under the blood. And the devil can do me no harm. Well, I'm going to walk right under the blood. Every day I'm going to walk right under the blood. Hallelujah, going to walk right under the blood. And the
the devil can do me no harm. No harm, no harm. No harm. No harm. No harm. I'm gonna walk right on. And the devil can do me no harm. I'm gonna pray right in the morning and in the evening, pray right under the blood, and the devil can do. I'm gonna live right under the, in my heart. Oh, in my walk, gonna live right under the blood, and the devil can do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm. I'm gonna play right under the blood, and the devil can do me no harm. Well, I'm gonna walk right under the blood. Every day I'm gonna, in every way I'm gonna walk right under the blood, and the devil can do me no harm. Well, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. I'm gonna stay right under the blood, and the devil can do me one more time. Well, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. I'm gonna pray right under the blood, and the devil can do me no harm. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. Oh, we have the victory. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. Oh, we have the victory. We have the victory. Oh, we have the victory. Oh, we have the victory. In the blood of Christ, my. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. Oh, we have the victory. I thank God for the victory. I thank God for the victory. I thank God for the victory. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. We have the victory. God gave us the victory. The victory. God gave us the victory. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. In the blood. We have the victory. I thank God for the victory. I thank God for the victory. I thank God for the victory. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. I praise God for the victory. I praise God for the victory. I praise God for the victory. In the blood of Christ, my Lord. I thank God for the victory. I thank God for the victory.
Amen. Good to be in the house of God tonight. Amen. You see those who are able to press out tonight. Praise God. We have our brother Daniel this evening going to be preaching for us. Amen. We've heard great things about that, and I pray you've come with your expectation.
Amen.
Let go and let God. Amen. Speak to us, God, through that word. Amen. Why don't you sing a song if we could? Just, I'm enjoying worshiping God. I don't get to sit out here very often. I would like just to take a moment while it's on top of my mind because I am prone to forget. But it sure is a blessing to have Brother Jeff Snodgrass in the house tonight. Amen. The house of God. And good to see Brother Josh and Sister Rita. You can tell she loves God, can't you? Can't hide that. Let's give a round of applause. Amen. Thank God for the labor. Amen. Amen. I know time is far spent, but why don't we sing maybe one or two more, and then by the grace of God, we'll have Brother Daniel up here and give him his liberty. Amen.
Amen.
We'll just have a good time in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let's just sing that song, if we could. Let's sing a song, Give Me Oil in My Lamp. I'm going to give you an easy one, brother. Amen.
Oh, give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Lord, give me oil in my lamp. I pray. Oh, give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. Give me oil, Lord. Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning.
Hallelujah.
Give me oil in my lamp. I pray. Lord, give
God we serve. Amen.
Amen.
And we'll have our brother up after that. Amen.
Amen.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart.
Amen.
I'll enter his courts with praise. Amen.
Amen.
Are you in the thought that God needs praise tonight?
Amen.
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 Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime.
Right.
Praise him all night long. Amen.
Amen.
We love God. Amen.
And what a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. For the angels bow before him, and heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God, oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Tell me, what a mighty God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 That makes you want to worship a little bit more. Amen. What a great God we serve. Let's sing that song as we invite our brother up. He is here. Amen. He's here amongst his bride, isn't he? Praise God. Let's just sing that song. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. And I will bless His name.
That song. But only I don't know how to sing it. Amen. It's true that the Lord is here. Amen.
Amen.
He said, where two or three will be gathered in His name, He'll be right in the midst of the children.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Without any doubt, I know that the Lord is here.
Amen.
Let us have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You again for this opportunity that You've given us, my Lord. We thank You, Father, that we are living in the end of all the times. And as Your word indicated to us, Lord, that in the evening time there shall be light.
Yes.
And we thank You, Father, that You have thrown that light onto our path. And You brought us from darkness into Your marvelous light, my Lord. That is why tonight we are together again, Your sons and Your daughters. We are praying, oh God, come again and speak Your word to us, my Lord.
Yes.
Ah, Father, I avail myself unto You, Lord. Use me, Lord Jesus, tonight, and let it be a blessing unto Your people, Father. I pray as Your word is coming for Lord Jesus Christ, let the sick be healed, let the brokenhearted be amended. Lord, let problems be rolled away from the life of Your children, that they will glorify and magnify You, Lord. And say, didn't our heart burn within us when He spoke with us the word of the Lord? We thank You, Father, for this evening. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we give a big clap offering to the Lord? Hallelujah! Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we be seated? Shall we be seated? God bless all of you. Let me start by saying that I thank the Lord for bringing us to you this evening. And I thank the Lord for Brother Jeff also, who is showing me United States. he is leading me and directing me to all the places that he knows that believers are. And you see, it's always joyful when you come amongst believers of God. Amen. Today there are so many falsity going all over the place. There is only small light somewhere, and that is the message of this hour. Amen. So we are always happy to find ourselves, you know, coming together around the same way. The Bible says that where the carcass is, there the eagle will gather. Amen. And I know time is fast spent, but come around. I think I made a request and you granted that I will let Sister Rita sing one local song before I minister. Is this still holding? All right. Then I'll call Sister Rita by the permission of all of you to sing one local song in our language. I will give the interpretation anyway. It's a song that I always love, and I want her to sing. It says, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah," and I'll tell you the rest of the of it later when she sings.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yehovah. Tina hingwa kron kron isu abofu nyine chani hu eshia na wo nyina de a jen kru tuwa ye Tina hingwa kron kron esu abofu nyine chani hu eshia na wo nyina de
in tongues. But thank God there's an interpreter here to give the interpretation. Amen. The song that the sister just sang say that Jehovah is sitting upon his throne. And angels have surrounded his throne. And they are with one mind singing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. But you see, the revelation with by this song is that he said angels. But this is not the heavenly angels. They are you message believers. Because the Bible says that we are going to sing a song around the throne of God. The angels will not understand the song that we are going to sing. And what song are we going to sing? We are going to sing our redemption song. Oh, hallelujah. And so, I really love this song whenever I call my sister to sing this song. So, I'm sharing it with you. Very soon, brother, we are going to go and we are going to be together. There wouldn't be any American. There wouldn't be African. There wouldn't be Asian. There wouldn't be European. We shall be one in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, I'm sounding like I'm preaching already. Well, without wasting time again, let us just open our scriptures to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, we read verse 12 and 13. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Amen. Shall we have a short prayer again? Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We've just read your word, my God. Father, any able person can turn the pages and read it. But it takes your presence. It takes the Holy Spirit to bring the interpretation thereof. We pray, God, come and lead us through this few minutes that is ahead of us, that we may benefit from this scripture that we have read. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated, beloved brethren? And tonight I'm speaking on application of the token. Amen. The token cannot be a token when it's not applied.
That's right.
The token cannot be effected when it lies idle. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are talking about application of the token.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, we all know that the time that we are living are very dangerous.
Amen. Right.
They are a time of deception.
Right.
Falsity is going all over the world. Unbelief is all over the place.
Right.
And today we see the way Satan is being exalted.
Right.
Satan is being, you know, carried above shoulders.
Right.
And is carried through all the nations under this earth.
Right.
Isaiah said that there is no place clean. All the tables are filled with vomit.
Right.
Hallelujah. He said, like the darkness shall come upon the people. And gross darkness will cover all the place of the earth. But in the evening time, there shall be light.
Yeah.
And we thank God that we are in the evening time. And the light has thrown on our path.
Amen.
We are no longer living in darkness. But Lord, the Lord has brought us out from darkness into his marvelous light.
Yeah.
Amen and amen. Now, token. What is token? When I refer to my dictionary, it told me that it's a sign of submission. He said, token is a sign of submission. He said, it's a sign of surrender to a covenant. It means you have agreed with somebody. You have agreed to certain ordinance. And you have given yourself to that thing. It means you have submitted, you are subjected under that instruction. That is token. Amen. That is why, even in our Christian life, when we marry, the minister will officiate. Is that? He will call the blessings of God upon the marriage. And then you realize that, according to how the prophet taught us, the minister will ask for a token. And a token will be given to him. And we use the form of a ring. Now, why will it be a token? It's going to be a sign that this man or this woman is married. Praise be the name of our God. That is the token of the marriage. And so, if I marry, as I have married, by the grace of God, anybody see this ring, sees that I am married. And Brother Bram told us to put it on. Because of the condition of this world now. Amen and amen. And so, if I pull this ring and put it somewhere, my wife has the right to ask me, why have I removed the ring? And even if you are a church member and I know that you are married, and I realize that you are not using your ring, I'm able to ask you that, why is it that you are not putting your ring? Because maybe some evil man have come into your head. Hallelujah. You don't want people to see that you are married. Amen and amen. So that you can go around and fool around. Is that? So the token must be applied. Amen. Now, assuming you are traveling. This place is Ohio, is that? You are flying from maybe Ohio to Pennsylvania. You go and buy your ticket. Now, that day that you are going to fly, you can choose not to take anything. You can choose not to take even bag. You can choose to walk barefooted. Now, when you get to the place, they will not ask you, where is your luggage or where is your... They will ask you, where is your ticket? Because your ticket is the token. Amen. That is all they will look at. And when they take it from you, they will open it and see whether it bears your name. The moment they are satisfied, you go and board the plane and you fly. Hallelujah. So that is the example of a token. And now, I am saying that what we are speaking tonight is application of the token. You cannot take a token and put it anywhere. It must be applied. That is why that day, the Lord called the prophet Moses and told him that, Moses, I am going to do another thing. By then, we all know the stiff-neckedness, the stubbornness of Pharaoh, is that? Pharaoh refused to allow Israel to go according to God's instruction. And we saw the way and manner God brought various plagues upon plagues to torment the Egyptians. But still, Pharaoh was not able to yield. But you know what? Whenever I read that scripture, I am always happy because God said he hardened the heart of Pharaoh. So that he could prove his mind. Amen. Brother, sister, be very thankful to the Lord that you have come to the message of this hour. Because you know, there are certain people walking on the streets. Let me be fair with you. This is very hard, but I'm going to say it. No matter what you do to them, they can never believe this message. Because people are on the street. They have been created for that purpose. You see? To bring certain things to provoke our God. So that our God can bring judgment upon the earth. And you see, that is what the prophet says, that the righteous will never be judged together with the unbeliever. Before judgment will strike, God will always make a way for his people. That is why that day when Pharaoh was so much stiff naked, God told Moses, that Moses, I have done 9 things. Now I'm going to do the last one. And the last one is that I am going to go into all the homes of the Egyptians. And I'm going to kill all the firstborns of animals, firstborns of human beings. But this is the only thing that is going to save you. Call the Israelites and tell them, the first day of the first month. He said the first month, on the 10th day of that month, they should go and pick lamb from among the sheep. Hallelujah. And when they pick it, they should keep it for 4 days. From the 10th day to the 14th day. Why was he going to do that? He said that they should kill that animal. And when they kill it, they should use the blood to apply on the lintels of the door. And the Lord says that when I come and I see that blood, I will pass over you. Now, will you tell me that you are an Israelite? So because of that, you are not going to do it. Will you tell me that you are an Israelite? So God will not destroy you even if you refuse to do that. That wouldn't be the fact of the Lord. The Lord knew that the Lord was able to just say that, okay, angels, enter into the house or the homes of the Egyptians and destroy them. God didn't do that. You see why he told his people to apply the token? He was looking for obedience. Submission. Humility. Respect. Hallelujah. People that will be able to carry the word of God and live by that word. That is the reason why God told them to do that. Amen and amen. Now, let me read something here. Okay? Now, listen. He says, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. It should not be a blemish. There shouldn't be any problem around that animal. You see, you cannot use a sick animal to sacrifice to the Lord. God wants a clean animal. That is why the Holy Ghost has made you clean. Hallelujah! The Holy Ghost has washed you. The Holy Ghost has cleansed you. The Holy Ghost has sanctified you. Now the Holy Ghost is living in you. So you become a clean sacrifice unto the Lord. Now, he says, am I going too fast? And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. He says, take the animal from among the sheep on the 10th day. Why? Now, brother, the number 10, you know, is a number of unbelief. The number 10 is a number of this world. And so God was taking you from the world. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Now, when Moses sent the 12 spies to go and spy the land, there were 12, was it? How many of them came and told the congregation that it is not possible that we go and take the land? 10 out of them. So 10 is a number of unbelief. If you come to the book of Revelation, the Bible says that there were kings, 10 kings. They have no kingdom, but they call themselves kings. So what are they? They are false. Amen. Because how can you call yourself a king when you don't have any kingdom? And Brother Abraham told us that these are the dictators, the communist countries, who are going to support the whore to fight against the sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. But don't worry, brothers and sisters, that battle has already been won for us. Amen and amen. So number 10 is a number of unbelief. It's a number of the world. So God, for that matter, was bringing his people out from it. Now, you say from the 10th to the 14th. Now, if you count the days carefully, if you start from the 10th to the 14th, how many days do you get? You get 5 days. And 5 is grace. Okay? And now, when you start, normally we count, when we are counting the days, we don't start from the day. We start from the next day. Okay? And so when you start from the next day, it will be 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. 4 days. And number four also stands for deliverance. So God, with his grace, brought deliverance unto his people in the land of Egypt to bring them out from slavery. Amen and amen. Now, he says, the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door. Okay? Let me use this for example. He said the two side posts, the corner and the corner here. And then the upper post, where the hole is, you put it there. The prophet told us that those things are the blood that is, you know, applied in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Because the Old Testament had the blood. And the New Testament also had the blood. Hallelujah. But the difference is that the Old Testament had the blood of animals. But the New Testament, we had the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And now, when you look at the design here, here and there, and the upper part. Now, if you draw the line carefully, you get a pyramid. Okay? And then, God lived in the pyramid. That is why in the pyramid, the revelation behind it was that there were seven steps to the king. Amen. So God, by his own grace and his own wisdom, has brought his presence to his people. And we are passing through the pyramid, and very soon we'll get to where God is. That is why he gave us seven church ages. Every step on the in the what we call the pyramid, there is a messenger standing on it. So the first messenger will introduce you to the second messenger. The second messenger will introduce you to the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one, the sixth one. And we thank God that William Marion Braham is the seventh messenger standing upon the seventh step, introducing the church to Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, when he went beyond the curtain of time, he said that he saw a lot of people there. They were rejoicing. They were, oh, precious brother. Oh, precious brother. Then a certain woman, a certain girl, very young girl between the ages of 18 and 21, you know, he held him and said, oh, brother, precious one, don't you remember me? He said, oh, he looked at the sister, he said, oh, no, sister, I don't remember you. And then this sister told Brother Brown that, well, I am the one you baptized. I was 91 years old. Hallelujah. Now, he said, he looked to the people. There were many. And all of them were having a smiling faces. And then he asked the angel, are poor people here? And then he said, yes, poor people are here. And then he said, well, I preach like Paul. He said, then all of a sudden, the whole host of people that were gathered there screamed that, we are resting on that. Amen. He said, we are resting on that. So the foundation that Paul instituted, that is the same way we have passed on, and now we are in the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let us continue. He says, it must be killed in the evening. And the blood should be applied on the two doorposts, and then the upper post of the house, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat it, and they shall eat the flesh in that night. Oh, God have mercy. Roast with fire. Okay? And unleavened bread. And with bitter herbs, they shall eat it. I don't know what to say again. Right now, I feel like jumping into the pulpit. Amen. You see, he says, they shall take it, and they shall eat the flesh in the night, not in the day. In the night, brother, we are in the night. Hallelujah. And this is the time that we are eating the word of God. Okay, the whole world is polluted. There is, as I said, that there is nowhere clean. But in the night, God has brought us the food that we are eating. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He said, roast with fire. You roast with fire. Now, let me add the verse 9. He said, eat not of it raw. Okay? Nor sodden it all with water. Don't put water. Don't put the meat in a bowl and pour water on it and boil. No. He said, put it on fire. Okay? Roast with fire. And then what? His head with his legs and with all the pertinence thereof. Roast it upon water. Brother, what is the meaning of that? The word of God is the meat. Okay? And the Bible said that we should eat it at night. We shouldn't, you know, put in water. We should put it on the direct fire. The fire is the Holy Spirit. That is why in the church of Jesus Christ today, there should not be any pamperism. You understand that word? What I mean is that, well, we use pamperism, I don't know, to pamper someone. Do you know the meaning of that? You pat the person at the back. Even when the person is wrong, you pat the person at the back. You cannot rebuke the person. The Holy Ghost don't do that. Now, church, listen to me carefully. Brother Brown said that, what is love? He said, love is correction. It is when your brother is at fault, when your sister is at fault, and you don't forget about them, but you speak to them. You want to correct them. You want to put them on the right feet. He said, that is the love that you have for the people. But when the people are indifferent, they don't want to stand, you know, correction. And like Brother Jeff has just remind me, you pat them at the back. You are not doing them any good. I am not talking to your pastor. I am talking to the church. You have the right to correct me when I'm fault. I have the right to correct you when you are at fault. There is no more patting at the back. My. Like little baby, there their mothers will carry them and they will be patting them. Pa 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 pa. No, while we have reached today, the Holy Ghost must take its course. The Holy Ghost must burn every sin, every desire of sin, anything that is called laziness, starchiness, you know, patting at the back. The Holy Ghost will burn all from the church, because you know what? We are going to move right now. The Bible said that we are going to move. So, he wanted to make sure that the meat is on the fire. To get a direct heat. We must be put on the Holy Spirit. We must be put on the Holy Spirit. And what is it? The word of God. The church, the entire church. Brothers and sisters, we must be put on the word of God. Let the heat of God burn us. Yes, sir. No more patting at the back, brother, sister. Oh, sister, my brother. If I love you, and I'm patting at your back, when I know that you are not right, I'm not helping you. I'm not helping you at all. I was reminding the brethren, I don't know when was that, when Brother Abraham said that he saw the bride coming in a line. And then all of a sudden, he saw people, some of them deviating. They were going out from the line. He said that, and I screamed at them, stay in the line! Amen. Why didn't the prophet say that? Well, if you are going out from the line, go. He didn't do that because no matter what they do, they're supposed to be in the line. Amen. And the only thing that can cause them to be in the line was the scream that the prophet screamed at them. Amen. That is why we must scream to one another. You scream to me, I scream to you. Yes. Hallelujah. Let them be on the fire. The direct fire. The Holy Ghost. Oh, God have mercy. Amen and amen. So he says, so when it happened like that, he will send the angels and they will enter into the homes of the Egyptians and he will destroy whatever he has purposed in his heart. And the Lord did that. Brother, now, as I started, assuming that you are an Egyptian, I'm assuming that you are Israelite, and this commandment has come, this instructions has come to you, And you will sit at home. And you say that, well, I am Israeli. I don't care whether people kill or not. I don't care. I know that the Lord will never harm me because I'm predestinated. If you are predestinated, you will be subjected to the word of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. We have reached a place. People are finding it difficult to come to church. We have reached a place. People are finding it difficult to worship God. We have reached a place. People are finding it difficult to say amen to God's word. What is that? It produces touchiness, lukewarmness, and laziness. But the Holy Spirit is not lazy. Let me repeat again. The Holy Spirit is not lazy. The Holy Spirit is not lukewarm. The Holy Spirit is not touchy. We must be on fire. The church must be on fire. Amen. Let them burn. Let them burn all those sinful desires. Amen. If a fornicator comes to the church, love him. Love her. Take him. Take her. And just put him on the fire. And I tell you that the fire will burn fornication away from the person. If a thief come among you, don't be disturbed. Love the person. Take him or her. Put him on the fire. The fire will burn that stealing habit from him. Amen. If a liar comes among you, don't be disturbed. Take the liar. Put him on the fire. The fire will burn the lying spirit from him. We must be put on the direct fire. The Holy Spirit, which is the word of God. Oh my God, have mercy. We love one another, brother. If I say I love you, and I cannot point your mistakes, I cannot point your faults to you, I don't love you. Abraham said that love is correction. And if we do something wrong, and I correct you, and you not be offended, but rather you take the correction in good faith, the prophet that you have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The name of our God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the Lord said that when they apply the token, when he see the blood, he will pass over them.
Right.
What is the token today? Now, let's see what the prophet said. He says, But in this glorious place, under this covenant, there is a difference between the blood and the life. The token for the believer today is the Holy Ghost. Not a blood chemistry, but it is the Holy Spirit of God. That is the token that God requires of the church today. God must see this token. He must see it in every one of us. Oh, sister, God bless you. Amen. He must see it in any one of us.
Amen.
We have so many churches today, brother. They are calling on the name of Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Are they not?
Come on.
Pentecost are calling. Assemblies are calling. Anglican are calling. Roman Catholic are calling. After they call for Mary, they come and call for Jesus Christ.
Right. Come on.
All of them are calling for the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
But where is the Holy Ghost? Where is the Holy Ghost? The prophet said that Holy Ghost is you knowing your time and the message of that day.
Amen.
That is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Knowing your day that you are living in and the message of that day.
That's right.
Because the message of the day is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And when you get the message of your day, you apply it in your life.
Amen.
Today, you don't go and put it on the lintels of the doors. But in your life, in your life, you are the door. You are the door to someone. Amen. You direct people to Jesus Christ. Jesus said that I am the way and the life and the truth. No man coming unto the Father but by me. Amen. He says, that is the token that God requires of the church today. Amen. God must see this token. He must. Not he ought. Or he will. He must. God must see the token in our lives. Amen and amen. So what is the token? Now, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 says that we are sealed by the Holy Ghost unto the day of what? Our redemption. Is it on the day, unto the day of when we became lazy? Or on the day that we became born again? But unto the day of our redemption. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Beloved, when God gives you the Holy Ghost, He has given it to you. It is for you, that is why He gives to you. Amen. The moment He gives you the Holy Ghost, He has given it to you. But you watch carefully that you don't mess around. Because He said the Holy Ghost is so timid. The Holy Ghost is so clean. The Holy Ghost don't like any filthy thing. Therefore, if you are going to touch any filthy thing, the Holy Ghost will take His flight. Brother Brown said that He will go and stand somewhere and He'll be watching you. He'll be looking at you. And that is the time that the devil will ship you. He said, when you repent, then you come and, you know, be in you again. Because he's a force that cannot be, you know, affiliated with, you know, unclean things. That is why the dove was taken as is it an example? Likened unto the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise the name of our God.
Amen.
Now, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14, he's saying something here. 13 and 14, listen. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that, ye believed. Ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. You see the point? So it is not something that God is doing today, tomorrow you stop. He has given the Holy Ghost to you. You must only apply it in your life. And the Holy Ghost, the prophet says that is the token for today.
Amen.
You don't put it under your bed.
Amen.
Jesus says that no man lighted a lamp and put it under a bushel.
Right.
But he placed it upon a lampstand so that it will shine, it will bright for others to see the way.
Amen.
And you are the light of this world.
Amen.
You are the light of this world.
Amen.
Because the light of Jesus Christ is reflecting in your life.
Amen.
You become a light to the world. The world is in total darkness. But you are the light. In the evening time, there shall be light.
Yes.
You are the light of the evening time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, God have mercy. One time, I remember there were some people who claimed that they have believed the word. And if you become a born again, automatically your life must change. Many times it will take a process. But the first thing the Holy Ghost will do is to convict you that you are a sinner. And when you are a sinner, you know you are a sinner. The prophet says that some people claim that they have believed, and so they were going to be baptized. There was one woman among them, and a certain man saw them going, following the prophet. But the way the thing went on, it's like it has been the routine. That was the place that the prophet always passed to go and baptize people in a certain pool. And then this man was trying to mock the prophet and the people. He said, "Hey, Bill, are you going to dump the people again in the mud?"
Right.
Then the woman turned and he said, "And so what? Does it concern you?" The prophet looked at the woman. He said, "Woman, there is no repentance in you. Go back." And the prophet made the woman go back. Because the response that came out from, from this woman to the man, the prophet realized that no, there is still pride in the woman. The prophet said, go back and repent. You see, it must reflect in your life. My brother, if I am a Christian, I won't say it with my mouth. My life should show it. And if you tell me that you are a message believer, I won't see it from your eyes. I won't see it from your mouth. But rather, your life that you lead is what will convince me. Amen. In those days when the people saw the way the apostles were conducting themselves, the way they were so much together, the love that was flowing among them, then the people said that these are like Christ. And that was the reason why the word Christians came about. They looked at their lifestyle. They realized that they have really depicted the life of Jesus Christ. And you see, that is the reason why message believers, we are totally different from the rest of the people. Because what? We are applying the token. Have you seen a message believing woman wearing pants before? I don't know. I don't think that you have seen some before. They are different. Do you see them wearing earrings? No. They are different. You see? Do you see the men smoking cigarettes? Huh? Do you see them going to the beer bars and go and buy a beer and be drinking? Can't you do that, my brother? Why is that you don't go and do that? Are there no women passing, walking on the street? Ready to carry about 10 men at the same time? Why is that you don't go and do that? What will prevent you from going to the shop and go and buy cigarettes and put it on your legs and, you know, strike a match or a lighter? Brr. And then you'll be smoking. Why? Why is that you are not doing that? It is because something has come into your life. And that is the word of God. Okay? The Holy Ghost, the token, is applied in your life. And in fact, it is not me applying it. It is you yourself applying the token in your life. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. That is why the devil is really respecting you. I tell you, the devil respects you very well. The devil knows that he can never use you for his selfish gain. So the devil respects you, brother. The devil sees you and he salutes you. He will walk away. The prophet says that if the Lord is opening our eyes for us to see the angels that have surrounded us, oh brother. God have mercy. Amen. So you see, the token, the application of the token should bring transformation into the life of the believer. Amen and amen. Now, can I go ahead? It says, to the world, it is a bunch of foolishness. What is foolishness? Our life. Our life. To the world, it's a bunch of foolishness. I mean, why is it that people are claiming that they are enjoying? They'll go and drink. They'll go and smoke. They'll go and be living with prostitutes and all that. And it's always bringing problems to them. They rather are telling us that it's a bunch of foolishness. Because we are living a holy life. Oh, hallelujah. Amen and amen. He said, but to God, it is the only way. The only thing he requires is that token. It must be there. And you cannot have the token until the fare is paid. Then you are a possessor of the token, which gives you the privilege of a free pass. Are you following me carefully? He said, I will see the blood and I'll pass over you. What a time. That, what a privilege to know that you pack within you the pass. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. It is the only thing that he is recognized. It is nothing else that can take his place. No substitute.
No denomination. No nothing. It takes that only. It takes the token only. The application of the token only. It is not even your education, my brother, my sister. I always say that if we're educated, we respect you. If we're a professor, if we're an engineer, if we're a lawyer, if we're what, if you are hot, by your education, sister, we'll respect you and we say, God bless you. Use that to do your work and pack some money into your pocket so that you can pay your bills. We respect you for that. But when we are talking about Christian life, we don't need those things. We only need the Holy Spirit to reflect the life of Jesus Christ into us. So that when we are walking, the people will see that we are Christians. Hallelujah. Let me quote a little, okay? He said, you want to lose your guilty stains? Come right on down now. Each one. What is the matter with you, Christians? What is the matter? It is a good thing to be conservative, but don't be too starchy. You will grieve the spirit away from you. And you won't have a revival. You won't have a revival. You grieve the spirit in you. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is not different from the Holy Ghost is not different. The one here and the one in Africa. The same Holy Ghost. The same message. The same faith. Amen and amen. And the prophet says that if you grieve the Holy Spirit, it will not bring any revival among the brethren. So you ought not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Why? He said, because you are too starchy. He said, you will grieve the Spirit away from you. And you won't have a revival. Let us be very careful. American church. Let us be very careful. There must be a revival. There must be a revival. I said there must be a revival. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost should take starchiness away. Believers should be liberated from the things that is causing them not to rejoice in the presence of the Lord. The application of the Holy Spirit will break those chains away. Amen and amen. Now, in heaven, there is no noise over there. Because Jesus Christ descended on this earth. When he descended, the Bible said that heaven became quiet. Why? What I love about this revelation is that it was our time that Christ came down onto this earth. And so every noise that was in heaven, Abraham says that he brought it on this earth. So now the noise is in the bride. Hallelujah. The shout of hallelujah is in the bride. We should not be touchy. We should not be lukewarm. One time the prophet says that, well, you say this group are a noisy bunch of people. He said, you don't know what you are talking about. He said, you just have the Holy Spirit. And you will understand it. Amen. I was telling a precious brother that I met that Americans are too gentle. I told him, I was in the church, I said, well, Americans are too gentle. Why? You preach and they will not say amen. I love your church, okay? I said, Americans are too gentle. And then after closing, I told the brother, I am going to invite you to Africa. Ghana to be specific. And when you come, you will understand why I made that statement. Now, I cannot explain it to you. But when you come to Ghana, you will understand it. My precious brother Jeff is here. You can ask him. Hallelujah. It's the same Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was in Africa. It's the same Holy Spirit in America. So therefore, the only thing we need in America is the application of the token. And it will break the starchiness away. It will break laziness away. It will break lukewarmness away. And we can shout amen to God's word.
Amen.
Amen. We have to shout amen.
Amen.
Now, you see something here. When Christ was speaking to the seven church ages, in all the seven church ages, he gave his name.
Amen.
To the Ephesians, he said, I am this. I am that. Somewhere, he said, I am the one that walketh in the seven golden lampstands. Is that not it?
Amen.
Somewhere, he said, I am the faithful. Some place, he said, I am that. Some place, he said, I am this. But when it got to our time, he said, I am the amen. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I am the amen. What is the meaning of the amen? The amen is, let there be. And today, the blood of Jesus Christ, you cannot shout amen. There is something wrong somewhere. Break the scratchiness. Break the lukewarmness. Break the coldness. And come out, apply the talking, and say amen to God's word. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says that the church that is lukewarm and touchy, he will spew that out of his mouth. Because lukewarmness is sickness. Sickness is sickness. Laziness is sickness. He said, break that out. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. He says, I speak in the name of the Lord. Break up that stubbornness and that starchiness that is among you. Get to your knees. You know, you need repentance. I speak in Jesus Christ's name. If you want a revival, warm your heart to God. Warm your heart to God. How can you warm your heart to God when you come into the presence of God and you are not rejoicing? The Bible says that the Lord lives in the praise of his people. Break the starchiness and apply the talking. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. He says, I am a servant of God, a prophet of God. And there are those among you here tonight who need to be around this altar. He said, you better get right with God, for the hour is coming.
Amen.
When you are going to scream to find this and you won't find it. Brother, sister, this is the only chance that we have. To make heavens become aware that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That we must stand on our oars and praise God. Shout hallelujah to God. Our sister just sang a song that we are going to sing hallelujah with one mind. If it is one mind, then the same Holy Ghost that is reviving somebody must be revived in your heart, in your life. The same Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. He said, that is God speaking. He said, find your way to this altar. You who are indifferent. The prophet said, shame on you. And tonight I also say, shame on you if you are indifferent. If you cannot say amen to God's word, I say shame on you. Sometimes the believers think that when you are so gentle, oh, America is too gentle. America is too gentle. Let me say that again. America is too gentle. What? Hallelujah. You see, we must be put on fire. And when anything, let's say, when something is on fire, it makes noise. When something on fire, it makes noise. If you like, go and try it. If you have a fowl, kill it. And just make fire. And put it on it. And you hear certain things. You hear certain noise. What is that? The flesh is being boiled by the fire. Amen. And while it's being boiled, it is getting ready to be consumed. Now, we are on a fire. We are being, you know, burnt. We are being, you know, what do we call it here? Steamed or roast. And when we are well done, then we have become meat that can be chopped. Then Jesus Christ is who is going to eat us. Do you know how he's going to eat us? He will come and take us into the rapture. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Now, he says, do I have time? He says, now, when the Holy Spirit will come and do the things he is doing right in the midst of you, and you sit here like you are frozen to death. Oh, God. He said, get out of your seats and get to the altar. He said, repent or perish. He said, I don't know why I am saying this, but something is saying to me to say it. This is the prophet saying it. And I too, I will say tonight, I don't know why I'm quoting this, but something is telling me to quote it. Amen. Hallelujah. I am giving you a warning. This may be your last one too. Repent. I don't care what church you belong to. If you are not repented and the love of God is not in your heart, you are a sinner and you are on your road to hell. That is, that saith the Lord. This is the prophet, not me. But let me tell you, you are not going to hell. Amen. The reason you are not going to hell is that you believe this. And now, if you believe this, then I know that starchiness is going to be clear up from your way. You are going to apply the token right now. Amen. Hallelujah. If you are agreeing to the word of God, then you say amen to God's word. Amen. Application of the token. The token must be applied. Amen. Christianity is not intellectualism. Christianity is not by scientific way. Christianity is what I know. Christianity is what the Lord has revealed to you. And revelation is faith.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you have the token, anything that seems lost in your life is not lost. If you have the token, the fare is paid. Brother, when I think about God having a conversation with Satan, and the Lord was able to mention Job. Satan didn't start. God started the conversation. He said, have you considered my servant Job? What was that? Job applied the token in his life. And heaven and the earth bore witness that Job was a Christian. Because of his life. Until God himself said, hey, Satan, have you seen my servant? That is why if you become a believer, God must be aware of it. Your friends around you must be aware that brother is a believer. Okay? You yourself should be able to know that I am not a hypocrite, but I'm a believer. And the devil should know that you are a believer. Hallelujah. Four witnesses around a believer. Why will he get this, you know, four witnesses? Because he has applied the token. God said, look at the Job. Then Satan said, oh Lord, I know you are blessing and you are protecting him. That is why he's always praising you. God said, that is not so. It's not so. You can go and try him. Okay, now, go and try him. But don't touch his soul. And Satan came. Temptation.
within one day, Job lost everything that he had. His beautiful daughters, his handsome sons, all of them died. And Job has to cry, because this flesh will make you cry. When you lose your loved ones, Job cried and cried and cried. And that was not the end. All over his body was full of boils. The Bible says that Job could not sit unless the wife will always go into people's homes and go and gather ashes. Do you know ashes?
Yeah.
You know ashes?
Amen.
Oh yes, and you use firewood, so you must know ashes.
Amen.
He will go and gather them from this woman's home to another door. He will gather and come and heap them before Job will sit. Because all his back here is full of boils. Look at the painful condition that this man went through because God was testifying about him. But Job did never deny God. Hallelujah. Do you remember that he came to a time, their wife told him that, why don't you curse God and die? And Job looked at his wife. He said, you speak like one of the foolish women. When I had everything, you called me Annie, because I gave you check, I gave you money. Now when the situation became so hard, you want me to curse my God and die? You are a foolish woman. But Job applied the token of faith. He applied the token of love. He applied the token of perseverance. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says that he came to a time, God restored all that he lost unto him.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. He said everything that Job had, even the daughter that he gave birth to at a later time, they were more beautiful than the previous one that went away.
Amen.
That is application of the truth.
Amen.
Now I'm going to close very soon. When the Israelites came up from Egypt, and then they got to the land of Jericho. The Bible said they were going to take the land. And so the prophet Joshua, according to God's own direction, he sent two men to go and spy the place.
Amen.
And when these two brothers went to the land of Jericho, they happened to be in a house of a certain harlot whose name was Rahab.
Right. Right.
Remember, the woman was a harlot.
Right.
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 The woman was a harlot. But this man was the only one who had the revelation. And he really accommodated these two men. And Rahab told them that, we know that the Lord your God has given you this land. That is why all the men of this our city have turned to be women. But please, give me a true token. As you are going, give me a true token that when you come and take the land, you will not destroy me together with the people. And the Bible says that because of the good that Rahab did for these two brothers, they told him, the woman, this cord that you are using to release us for us to escape, when you hear that we are coming, listen carefully. When you hear that we are coming, tie that rope at your window. But if you fail to do that, we will not be held responsible. But let us tell you, all those that you love, your father, your mother, your brothers, and your sisters, if you really love them, go and bring all of them into your house. Hallelujah. And then, look at something here. The moment these two brothers went away, Rahab didn't wait.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Rahab didn't wait to hear that the Israelites were coming before he would go and tie the rope. The moment they left, he removed the rope and he tied the rope on the window. The token immediately was applied. Oh yes, yes. Because Rahab was a very wise woman. The people instructed her that when you hear that we are coming, what about the day that the Israelites will come? He will not be at his house. A house. How will he? How will she tie the rope? Or perhaps she was sleeping and snoring. Because everybody loves sleep. What about if she's asleep? How will she tie the rope? So Rahab did not make any mistake. He did not lose guard. He was not touchy. He was not lazy. He immediately removed the rope and he tied it. And the talking stood there. Amen. Amen. I know that some will mock at Rahab. Some will mock her. And they will say that, Rahab, what do you think you are doing? Now you are pulling all your parents, your brothers and sisters to your harlot home. Where you do your prostitution. And I know somebody will tell Rahab's father, so are you serious? Now you are also going to be a prostitute in your daughter's home? And I'm sure that they will tell them, you don't know what we have seen. To Rahab, it was a revelation.
Amen.
But to the rest of the people in the city, it was foolishness.
Amen.
Amen. Because Rahab was a harlot, decent, so-called decent men and decent women would not like to go to her house. But Rahab, despite the fact that she was a harlot, a prostitute, when the light of Jesus Christ was coming, she saw the light. And from that day, Rahab did not continue a harlot. She repented. So when the Israelites came and took the land, one of these two brothers married Rahab. Amen. Yes, sir. And then gave birth to Boaz. Amen and amen. You see the revelation? The gentle woman is always clever. The gentle woman always don't play with his revelation. The gentle woman always is not lazy. The gentle woman is not touchy. The gentle woman always looks to the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. By revelation. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. By revelation. You remember Jesus Christ saw a certain woman. The woman was deceiving. Oh Lord, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus Christ turned around and looked and he saw that the woman was a Gentile. And Christ said that, how can the food or the meat of the children be given to dogs? Can you imagine that? Jesus Christ was telling the Gentile woman that she was a dog. She was not angry. See, if it were to be somebody today, say, me, you call me a dog? To hell with you. To hell with you. You call me a dog? The woman didn't do that. But he responded and replied Jesus Christ. He said, Master, I know. But when the children, after they have eaten their meat, the crumb falls and the dogs go for it. Jesus Christ said that, what? I have never seen such a faith. In Israel, woman, let it be done according to your desire. So you see, we Gentiles will go for revelation. By revelation, we know God. You without revelation, we will never see God. That is why today, people are still in the Roman Catholic churches. People are still in the denominations. They are lacking revelation. Now, brother, in closing, if you apply the token, the fare is already given to you. You have a free passage. Amen. Look at the cross. Jesus Christ, when he was crucified, there were two men at his side. Is that not it? They were both thieves. They were murderers. One looked to Jesus Christ. He said, if you are the son of God indeed, save yourself and come and save us. Then the other one said, what do you mean? Who told you to tell this man like that? Are you not afraid of God? You are a sinner. You are a murderer. And we are receiving just a recompense of our business. But this man have not done anything. Then he turned to Jesus on the cross. He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Amen.
Jesus Christ looked at the man. He said, man, I assure you, this evening, you meet me in paradise. Hallelujah. It was a perfect talking. He believed the word. He recognized the man, that he was not an ordinary man, but he was the Son of God. I know when the man will go into the paradise, he will go and meet the elders there. Hallelujah. Maybe perhaps Abraham, or maybe perhaps Isaac, or maybe perhaps Jacob, or maybe Daniel, or Elijah, or Elisha. They'll be standing at the gate, and they know everything that is happening on here, because they are in the sixth dimension. They are in another dimension. And then they'll say, hey, where are you going? Are you not a thief who was crucified right now? Where? What do you want here? These are people that have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, God Jehovah. They are in this room. What do you want here? Then you know what the man will do? Then the man will show them the token. He say, hey, look at what is in my hand. I met Jesus Christ on the cross. And he gave me a promise. He said, this night, I will come here. So please open the door for me. And they will open the door for him. And you go inside. What is that? Application of the token. Oh, brother, my sister. This is the time. We are in the end time. And we are in the night. The whole world is in the night. The whole world is agreeing that sin should go on. And sin is a type of darkness. The whole world is agreeing that homosexuality should go on. The whole world is agreeing that lesbianism should go on. Very soon, people that sleep with animals will go for their rights. And right here, right there. Right here, right there. And it has brought the world into darkness. But thank God, in the evening time, there shall be light. You are the light of the world now. You are the light of Jesus Christ. The token is you. Apply it. And very soon, brother and sister, we shall cut off together. We will not prevent those that are asleep. The Bible said that they will resurrect first. And we shall be changed within the kingdom of an eye. And we shall be together and we'll meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with him. God bless all of you. Amen. Yes, Lord. And that day, I want to see you there. That day, I want to see you there. And I will make sure you also see me there. Oh, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Brother and sister, this is the time that our talking must be applied. The token must be applied. The message of this must be applied in your life. Shall we bow down our heads? We thank you, Father. We bless your name. But I didn't know how to present this word. But how you have made me to be able to present it to your people, I know the Holy Spirit will press it deep down into their soul. Father, I know that you continue to press it deep down in their life. I know, God, you help every person here, every child of yours here, every brother, every sister here, to be able to apply the token in his or her life. That is the only thing you said, that when you see it, you will pass over your people. The prophet still says that the Holy Ghost, the token, is the message of this hour, my Lord. May we apply it in our life daily. That will not be found feeble. Strengthen us, Father. Let the Holy Ghost begin to burn within us. Let the Holy Ghost begin to quicken us. Let the Holy Ghost bring us, O Lord, from the miry clay onto that solid rock. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We found many people who can't understand, but we are so happy and free. Over Jordan to Canaan fell, and this is like heaven to me. Hallelujah! This is like heaven to me. Praise God! This is
And this is like heaven to me. Oh, when I get happy, I sing and I shout. The devil don't believe it, I say. But I'm filled with the Spirit, there isn't a doubt. And that all the matter. Hallelujah! Yes, sir.
We've heard the sweet music, the heavenly chord.
from glory land over the sea. A soul-thrilling message from Jesus our Lord. And this is like heaven to me. Well, this is like heaven to me. Praise God. This is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Well, this is like heaven to me. Praise God. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. This is like heaven to me. Praise God. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, find many people, they can't understand why we are so happy and free. We've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Well, this is like heaven to me. Praise God. Yes, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Cause we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city. Sing that again. Well, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. And come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne. Oh, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of hallelujah, oh, but children of the heavenly King may speak their joys abroad, that speak their joy. Oh yes, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city of God. The hill of Zion yields a thousand. Before we reach His heavenly fields, before we reach the heavenly fields, or walk the golden streets, or walk the golden streets, well, we're marching to Zion. Oh, beautiful, beautiful Zion. Upward to Zion. beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be.
Hallelujah!
We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high, to fair worlds on high. Oh, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful city. Oh, yes, we're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, that beautiful.
One more time, we're marching.
Enjoy the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Let this be your confirmation, church. The work's not finished.
Amen.
Amen. There's a revival. There's a move for the bride. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When the prophet said in the third seal that the bride's revival, they haven't had one yet. Amen. That's my revival. That's your revival. Amen. I'm not talking about emotion. I'm talking about a person. Yes, and the person comes with emotion. The person comes with what? It comes with the revelation. Exactly what we heard tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. What feast are you in? You're in the Feast of Pentecost. What is the requirement of the Feast of Pentecost? In the Feast of Pentecost, you have to worship. If you didn't worship, you are not allowed in the city.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is it? How can a man on fire sit still? Your prophet said that. How can you get warmed by a painted fire?
Amen.
How can you have a dead religion? Your prophet said if you've got a dead religion, you need to bury that and go find another one. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If the God who what in the seventh seal becomes silent, that means that he has become alive.
Amen.
He didn't go back up. He come down and stayed down.
Amen.
What is it? It's so you are that attribute. You are that.
Amen.
That person?
Come on. Come on.
Well, where's the person at? Is he up there? I know where the person's at. He's inside. Hallelujah. When the pillar of fire brought Israel out of Egypt, it was behind them and before them.
Amen.
When it come in tabernacle form, it was amongst the people. But then the pillar of fire would have come.
Amen.
You can identify that God was in the camp by looking at the tabernacle.
Amen.
You've seen the pictures. They had to give vent to the presence.
Amen.
The Shekinah was that strong.
Amen.
You are the dwelling of the Shekinah.
Amen.
It is the abiding presence.
Right.
I don't need to preach.
Because you serve this kind of church. We've needed this.
Amen.
We've been crying out for this.
Amen.
And it's the same thing you've heard the whole time.
Amen, brother.
Could you identify the presence of God here?
Amen.
I fellowship with these brothers earlier and I come with it on me. I've been carrying all night long. You said, boy, is he acting weird or what? But we should be acting weird every day.
Amen.
Because you're a peculiar people.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Church, we're not going to preach, but just remember what your prophet said. He said at that time, you'll really have to have your token shining.
Amen.
You can't have some halfway token, some quarter token. You've got to have it completely shining.
Amen.
Ye are the light.
Yes, sir.
You are the city set upon a hill.
Amen.
Just like John, remember, he bore witness of the light.
Yes, sir.
We're bearing witness that the light is here.
Amen.
Here! We sing that song. He is here. Every time we sing that song, the power of God should demonstrate here.
Amen.
Well, wait a minute. You're singing that song, so the element of the spoken word is coming from your mouth.
Amen.
It is identified. Yes, you amen. From all the worldliness that holds us down.
Amen.
Separate us from the things that have what? That have given us a formal, starchy religion.
Amen.
You know, one thing I will say before we close, unless you want to worship all night long. Remember what your prophet said? He said, you get in that type of revival, he said, you don't even get hungry.
Amen.
He said, you get in that type of revival, he said, you can worship all night, you won't even be tired in the morning. That's not then.
Amen.
That's now.
Amen.
Why? Because we have the same God.
Amen.
The same God that made them jump out of the windows like your prophet said and roll around. That same God.
Amen.
I'm identified by the Word.
Amen.
But remember what the brother said. He said this isn't an African thing.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not. The same Holy Ghost that fell in Africa can fall right here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, brother, tell me. He said, yeah, he said all that. He said that portion of the ministry is fulfilled over in Africa. I looked at him and said, no.
Yeah.
Because Brother Bram said, he said those nine spiritual gifts should be in every... There it is.
Amen.
Every single one. What you got? What you bring to the table?
Come on, brother.
Oh, God, give me a gift. No, God, give me the giver. I don't want a manufacturer. I want the sheep clothing. The whiteness of that wool made manifest. Go.
Amen.
Church, it's going home time.
Amen.
It's going home time.
Amen. Amen, brother.
But the same thing holds true. You know, I went down, I told you this before. I went down to South Carolina and they just had powerful, the Holy Ghost just fell down. And the brothers looked down, they said, God had to send a white guy in here to bring the presence of God around you. And he said, this is what always caught me. I'll never forget this as long as I live. Because what this brother said. And plus what I know the Holy Ghost has told me. He said, that brother right there, he is a black man trapped in a white body. And I giggled, but you know what? The Holy Ghost come to me and said, no. It ain't a skin color that gives you emotion. It's not a skin color that brings a revival. It's the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen! That shows you it doesn't matter what color you are or what emotion you are or what you name it. It all has to do with the revelation. If you have the Holy Ghost. And nothing but God breathing out on you. Isn't that amazing how much we let a bluff take over us? The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
The rocks are sitting here.
Thank God we ain't got no rocks up on the floor in here.
Come on.
Because you're the one supposed to be crying out.
Amen.
You love God?
Amen.
Thank God. You see, we don't want to get to a place that we are so spiritually dead. Remember, God told Brother Brooks. He said that 2013 be a year of spiritual death. He said they'll be sitting in their pews and they won't even have an emotion, a feeling for God anymore. We've watched that. We've watched people leave. We've watched it in places we've went. You see that it's just a religion. But something inside of you says it's not a religion. You can't live it as best as you would like to. But all you know is that something happened.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Well, you want an upper room? You can have one tonight.
Amen.
When do you want it?
Come on,
it's yours.
Amen.
We can get that many people in just the unity.
Amen.
I didn't know what language that sister was saying. I didn't know exactly. I didn't know language. But all I know is I felt the power of God coming forth from that
Amen.
Thing.
Amen. That's right, brother.
But when I heard hallelujah, hallelujah, I say amen.
Amen.
That's my God.
Amen.
That's my Savior. God. Church, it's time to break the Roman seal.
Amen.
When Jesus was crucified, they held him with the Roman seal.
Amen.
In the second coming, you have to break the Roman seal again to let the word live.
Amen.
You cannot allow the Rome influence to tear your religion down. Oh, it goes all the way. Coming in a sermon near you. But church, let's quit being afraid of God.
Amen.
Let's quit allowing Satan to put us down
Amen.
To a place that we can't even worship God right.
Amen.
Let's let God be God.
Amen.
We've got family that need to be saved. We've got a revival that needs to happen.
Amen.
You know why I can amen that word so much? It's because the Holy Ghost said He'll show you things to come. God has prophesied so many times over this church. I don't have a doubt.
Amen.
It's coming.
Amen.
God just identified it right here.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Who preached tonight? Brother, I can't think of his last name. It was the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. You mean that Jesus Christ would come and speak to you?
Amen.
Personal. One on one. Body to husband. Husband to bride. The wife has made herself ready.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Brother, you better come sing. I'm excited. I'm telling you, church, you will wake up tomorrow and you will have to fight this.
Come on. Come on, brother.
You will have to fight Satan trying to hold you down tomorrow.
That's right. That's
right. You're going to have to fight. You have to apply it.
Amen.
You ready to wake up and fight? How many say amen? I'm going to do it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Brother, I guess we can worship God.
Let the death angel pass, God's bride saved at last, by the token He gave, that we might be saved. Oh, hallelujah, and glory to God. For the blood's been applied, God's Spirit abides, let the death angel pass. The Lord spoke to Moses, told him what to say to the children of Israel in Goshen that day. Slay the lamb, take the blood, wipe the door and the post. Egypt this night and smite the firstborn. Oh, let the death angel pass. God's bride saved at last. By the token he gave that we might be saved. Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. For the blood's been applied, God's spirit abides, let the death angel pass. That sweet Holy Spirit is the token today, and all who are under it, God said would be saved. Outside of this token, none lost will be found. If you want your loved ones safe, you better get them in now. Oh, Lord, let the death angel pass. God's bride saved at last. By the token he gave, that we might be saved. And oh, the death angel pass. Sing that again. Let the death angel pass. God's bride saved at last. By the token he gave, that we might be saved. Oh, God, for the blood's been applied, God's spirit abides, let the death angel pass. Oh, let the death angel pass. God's bride saved at last.
By the token, Lord,
by the token he gave, that we might be saved. Oh, hallelujah. And glory to God. For the blood's been applied, God's spirit abides, let the death angel pass.
That sweet Holy Spirit.
That sweet Holy Spirit. Here's a token today. All who are under it, God said would be saved. Outside of this token, none lost would be found. If you want your loved one saved, you better get them in now. Oh, let the death angel pass. God's bride saved at last. By the token he gave, that we might be saved. Oh, hallelujah. God, for the blood's been applied, God's spirit abides.
Sing one more time with all your heart.
Oh, let the death angel pass. God's bride saved at last. By the token he gave, that we might be saved. and oh hallelujah, and glory to God. For the blood's been applied, God's Spirit abides, let the death angel pass. For the blood's been applied, for the blood's been applied, God's Spirit abides, let the death angel pass. Amen. Give the Lord a round of applause, saints. Thank you, Lord. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Church, give me your hand now. Let's agree together that all our enemies will crumble at our feet. Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And at the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We've got the power. Hallelujah. In the name. Yes, Lord. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. So Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan's tried to stop us, but the bride of Jesus, Lord, she's still alive. A mighty army will keep marching onward, winning every battle, for the Lord's on our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power. It's in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of. Sing that last verse again. For many years now, Satan's tried to stop us, but the bride of Jesus, Lord, she's still alive. Like a mighty army, we'll keep marching onward, winning every battle, 'cause the Lord's on our side. We've got the power. It's in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You know, to sing that song, Worthy is the Lamb, amen.
Worthy, your word. who takes away my sin. Behold the Lamb of God, who makes new life begin. Oh Lord, you're holy, holy. That takes away my sin. Behold the Lamb of God, who makes new. Is he a mighty God to you? He's so mighty. Well, you're mighty. You're mighty. Oh, that takes away my sin. Behold the Lamb of God, who makes new life begin. Lord, you're faithful. Faithful. One more time. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away my sin. Behold the Lamb. Oh yes, who makes new life begin. Begin. Oh Lord, you made my life begin. Give the Lord a round of applause, saints. Amen. Once you sing that song, this is the evening time, amen, it's later than you think. How many knows that it's later than you think, saints? Amen. How many just want to prepare that much more every day? Amen. Amen. If you need to be dismissed, you can be. We're just going to worship a little bit. Amen. This is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now. The bridegroom I hear, and he that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. Thing. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. closing time. Well, this is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now. The bridegroom I hear, and he that hath an ear to hear the evening time. Just lift your hands and sing it one more time. Oh yes, oh this is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things the bridegroom I hear, and he that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here, and he that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. And the more that I
My soul, Lord, it longs
be with you, my Lord. My Lord, oh, even so, Lord. Oh, even so. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
Sing that one more time.
Oh, even so. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, come. Oh, even so. Come take your bride away.
How my soul?
And how my soul, Lord, it longs to be with you.